This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Good morning. You're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. It's 24 minutes to 7 this morning.
Good morning,
Harry,
Sean.
Hunter, and myself. Yes, Sean. Hello.
Good morning.
It's classic. That's your catchphrase. You've been dying to have one.
Oh, is that my catchphrase?
Yeah,
now we can get t-shirts. I've been waiting.
Oh, that'll be cute.
I don't know if I'm going to wear a good mooning t-shirt. How do you spell it? Is it like M-double-O?
Yeah, good mooning.
Good mooning.
Because it's from that show, you know, when he does his mustache.
That show is
good mooning.
No. What show is that?
I'll find it.
You know, yeah. Unfortunately, I think that does disqualify it if it's someone else's catchphrase.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Yours is someone else's catchphrase.
What's mine?
Don't trip on your diamonds.
But no, it's not.
Is this anybody?
Is it not?
No. Whose is this catchphrase?
Oh, no. God? God himself?
Oh, no, it's gone.
Yes.
It's gone.
I'm so happy.
Oh, no, I found it.
It's Old Town. Oh, I found it. It's Old Town. Oh, no. Stop pressing it. This Old Town. Oh, Harry.
Well, we've effectively made everyone switch the channel.
This morning on the show, we've got a couple of guests joining us this morning. Harry, one of your friends, Tale from Tinder friend.
Yes.
Yeah, you met online.
Yeah,
you matched.
I matched. Did a giant match, and now it's all happening.
You went on a date. Sorry, Han.
Joking, Han.
Morning, Han.
It's not a nightmare.
Is Han awake at 6:38?
I'd hope so, because she says she listens every morning right in the button.
This is exactly the way to find out.
So we will test. We have the lovely Emma Watts on the show this morning. She is going to be talking all things Tales from Tinder.
Which is a new series online,
It's a new web series that is launching. It's Melbourne-based with people's real-life stories told in a very different way.
I hope they haven't got any of mine.
Oh, that would be so funny if she came in here and started recounting a story that was yours.
It's like, hang on. I know how this ends.
She's like, oh, I met this dog of a bloke.
turned up in what looked like a sperm suit.
Will we get an update on your sperm suit?
Absolutely.
We've got a lot. No, okay, so it's 6:38, but from 7 o'clock, no more saying the word sperm. That's a rule I'm making.
Okay.
That's my catchphrase.
That's your, look, last week you were all about urine and sperm. All bodily. That's all you talked about. You look like you're in shock, but that's honestly, you just realised that's all you did talk about.
Sometimes I'm glad I don't come in with the boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was
because you weren't here.
Yeah, it got loose, Harry, without you.
Did get loose.
Anyway, a lot more of that coming up, all those fluids. It is 10.3 degrees as well, so if you are wondering whether you should get out of bed or not.
Don't.
Stay in. We'll keep you warm. We've got a new segment coming up this morning that we're going to play. It's called Fact or Nat.
Fact or Nat. Gary, the podcast is here with us too. Hi, Gary. He doesn't have a microphone, but he can.
I do now.
Oh, yay.
Mooning. Oh, no. What is it? Good mooning.
Yeah.
It's catching.
He's too busy podcasting.
Yeah, he's just completely focused all the time. Good morning, you are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9 with a bit of everyone's favourite T-Swiftie there. It's one of my favourite T-Swiftie songs, the one.
T-Swizzle.
Everyone loves T-Swizzle.
Now, Sean, I'm looking for a Portland update. You're headed home to far eastern Victoria. Is that what you call it?
No,
what do you call
southwest.
It?
Southwest. I went southwest.
My mistake.
To Portland, Victoria for my friend's 1985 themed 30th.
That's right. And we took votes.
Yes.
We ran a small poll. What were some of the other contenders?
Everyone wanted Tina Turner.
Oh, that's right.
Boy George. Or a big baby.
Yes. Oh, that was my suggestion, Harry. I wanted to go in as a big overgrown baby in an adult nappy.
Oh,
like he was in 1985.
Wow, that would have been visual.
Beautiful.
No,
stunning.
But what was decided is what I was at the start of 1985, and that was not very much.
No, not at all.
No, I wasn't born yet, and so I was created. And how was I created? Yes.
Yes.
Starting with some sperm and an egg.
Yeah.
Didn't go as the egg. Went as the sperm.
We were pretty confident that his conception was an accident, which is why you've... you tell the good people what you ended up going as.
Well, look, it was a bit of a last-minute effort for the sperm and the broken condom. So I just went with the sperm.
Oh, okay, sure.
My dad helped me out.
Well, as he did back then.
Yes, exactly. he's like, I've already got the disposable overalls, or in Portland, as they're known, the sperm suit. Because they had the aluminium smelter down there, and so that's where everyone's supplies come from.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's absolutely an industrial town. But anyway, guys, I've got the outfit here,
put it on. You guys might hear the rustle of it at home.
I've got to take my shoes off.
Are you full nooning up?
Yeah, come on, pants up off. Under there. Go on.
What has this turned into?
I'll pop a photo online.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
I'll pop a photo on the Twitter.
Thanks.
Yeah, come on.
You've got to keep talking. We can't just, like, wait for me to dress.
Okay, so what I want to know is, what I was hoping was when you would get there, people would be outraged at how distasteful your costume choice was. Compared to the other costumes, how gross were you?
I think I was actually pretty good.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were some other popular designs?
The birthday girl went as the lead singer of Queen.
Oh, yeah. Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was also Year of the Ox. So that was pretty cool.
That's a good idea. Someone is a big cow. Yeah. He's
Rainbow
just pulling
Bright.
It over his beautiful shoulders now. It zips up at the front.
Do you zip? Let's get the zip on.
It's a visual feast.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry, listeners.
Is the hood?
But we're going to... Oh, Carrie, the podcast is pointing at something. What's wrong?
I'm seeing a big stain on it. That's so, kind of a paradox, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole thing's a stain, mate.
Oh, there we are. There zip in that.
Zip it up. Oh. Beautiful. Look at you.
Wow.
You would have been the belle of the ball.
It's just dirt, mate.
What was your favourite costume?
Me?
At the party. Apart from you.
No, there was people like with pregnant bellies and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, this is quite warm, actually. I should have been wearing this all morning.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, do you think they'll invite you back next year, or do you think you've ruined the party?
No, I think it was a one-off, mate.
All right.
It's not like it's a traditional thing. But yes, the party was a success. There's lots of karaoke way too early in the night. I think there should be a rule, no karaoke at 7 a.m.
Agreed.
I mean, 7 p.m.
Agreed.
7 a.m. is probably way too early for karaoke. And it was like sort of an intimate affair at the beginning. So it was just lounge room karaoke where everyone's sitting down.
Oh.
Yeah. Karaoke, you need to be like well into the party, well late
yes.
at night. And,
yes.
You know, shouting at the
private,
top of your lungs.
Private booth all the way.
Okay, so we're going to have we'll have a quick photo shoot in the corner.
Great.
And then we'll pop the photos online. And you'll probably be married by the end of the show, I reckon.
I just want to say thank you, I guess, to everyone for voting last week and helping me choose this beautiful outfit.
Yes, thank you. It's very, very, very kind of you.
You make
all.
A good sperm.
Oh, no. You are listening to the Tag Team on Joy 94.9, and maybe we can help choose some outfits for you guys to wear next week.
Yeah.
Or not.
Just to work.
Yeah, done.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, guys, can I just rewind? Now, last week I missed out on talking about Mother's Day and what I was going to do for it, and I was very excited. Then on Mother's Day, I go on social media, and who pops up in the old feed? Mr. Hunter Smith. Now, you took your mum on a very special Mother's Day excursion.
I had very good intentions. I had good intentions.
Did you?
I did have good intentions. So on the Saturday before Mother's Day, my sister was at me. You got to organise Mother's Day. I was like, you organise Mother's Day. So we compromised.
Can I hear your sister again? I liked hearing your sister's voice there.
I want you organise Mother's Day.
Sounds like we're listening to Struggle Street.
We compromised, and she got together a list of four or five restaurants, one of which was... sounded very nice, and I called them all up and they were all booked out. So I just thought, we'll just play by ear on the day. So I just let it go, and then...
So you winged Mother's Day.
I tried to. So anyway, I rock up down to Mama's place on the Sunday. I brought some flowers, which I might add are not bloody cheap on a Mother's Day, are they?
No. You shouldn't be surprised by this.
The cheapest bunch you could get.
No, we don't want to hear about the flowers. Continue with the other story.
Guess how much the cheapest bunch I could get was.
$45.
A full, thank you, Harry. A full pineapple. That's correct. I was
$5 difference. I'm sorry.
It was at a pretty ritzy florist.
Anyway, stop
not bragging,
about the flowers.
Bragging, but it's true.
Stop deviating.
Stop putting off the bit where you tell us all how terrible you are.
Okay, so I arrive at the house
yep.
with the $50 bunch of flowers. And then I think, I say, Mum, Sans, let's just walk down the street because, you know, where she lives, there's about 10 or 20 restaurants. And we tried 10 or 20 of them and they were all booked out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in the end, we had to resort to...
What restaurant was open?
well, it was a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It did, like, it was seafood mainly.
Did it come wrapped in paper, perhaps?
It did, yeah.
You took your mum to fish and chips on a Sunday.
Yeah, F and C's on Mother's Day. Yeah.
But there was also sweetener as well. Sorry about the restaurant. Here's some donuts.
Well, yeah, because we had to get dessert, you know, because I was planning a full, like, degustation deal.
Didn't want to just get, like, the hot jam donut and pineapple fritters?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because what I really wanted was a deep-fried Mars bar, but she was having none of that.
Oh, wow.
So, they're not that good.
So, look, we just did the chips. We did a bit of flake each. Each was got a potato cake.
About the menu.
And then we picked up some donuts.
You're a terrible son.
Terrible son.
Did you apologise? Did you pick up your mum going, oh, we're just going to pop down and try this restaurant down the road? Or, mum, look, I failed miserably at booking yesterday.
Yeah, so well, it was a slow disappointment because we kept trying and trying and trying. But I tell you what, when we went into the fish and chip shop, I said, mum, you'll just have to go in because I can't. I said, I can't go in there and let everyone know that we've been bad children, so you'll just have to go in. But then when we all went in, there was another sad mum in there and they shared a look. Like they shared a look.
Oh, yeah,
nice. Deep fried look.
I was in Portland for my Mother's Day and I couldn't disguise it because I was down there for the 1985 themed party. Not Mother's Day, but she loved it all the same. Took her for breakfast.
Did you buy a present?
Buy is a stretch. I got her a nice card. And what I have been doing over the year is just getting the free samples from like all the dodgy parties that I've been going to, like the Logie's after party when I stole the gift bag.
Oh,
you know, so like all the.
Oh, so I'm the bad son. You've been giving her promotional tat.
Yeah, it was like when Fashion Week was on, like they were handing out free samples and stuff. So like I've just saved them over the year, and then popped them all in a bag with a nice card. She bloody loved it.
Did she?
Hello, mum, if you're listening.
Hello, mum, if you're listening. I hope you're enjoying your free tat.
Yeah, well,
free what?
Tat.
She didn't get you a tattoo.
No, not tat.
I don't want to get my mum a tattoo.
Crap. Tat's a nice like, crap.
But she loved it though. I thought it was great. What did you do?
Now, Harry, I believe the Mother's Day is not traditionally held on this same weekend in the United Kingdom. Am I correct?
This is the thing. So I go through this every year. I've got to have two Mother's Days, right? So I go to UK and then over here. So even when it's Mother's Day over here, I've still got to text everybody, Happy Australian Mother's Day. So I went down to my dad and my stepmom's, and she did very well. She did very well. Can I just say that?
Fish and chips. Leftover makeup from Fashion Week.
My dad cooked. Which was brilliant, and it was quite funny watching him cook, because he tried to weigh ingredients, right? He tried to weigh sweet potatoes, right, on a tiny, like, you know, circle scale, and it's a digital one. Mm. So he put a giant dinner plate on there so he couldn't see the numbers, then filled it with the sweet potato and was ducking underneath to try and look at the digits. So that was fun. That was very fun. And she had perfume.
That was a highlight. That you're saying that she had a great day. That was a highlight.
That was a highlight.
Watching
and then she sent me home because I was quite sick last week. So she sent me home. She was like, you've done your duty. You can go.
Oh, that's
thank you.
That's nice. Hey, Sean, I forgot to mention to the good people, while you're still sat here in your beautiful sperm costume, we have popped up a photo online on Twitter, on my Twitter. You guys should retweet it, though. We really want to spread the beauty.
So, at Mr. Hunter Smith.
At Mr. Hunter.
At Anagarari. That's you. So what's your Twitter handle?
Is Harry Lloyd or at Angharad _ Lloyd.
Maybe look up Hunter first or at Sean Bolsey.
Yeah, just a very Hunter Smith and then the guy.
You'll find me,
we'll
guys.
Retweet it. Yeah,
I mean, if you haven't
and it's worth it.
If you log on to Twitter and look, there I am. Don't be surprised. You probably don't have to type our names in. It's going viral. But everyone, you know, retweet it like that. Love us.
It's just a great way to start the day. Look at you and your beautiful.
Do you guys want to try it on?
Yes.
Yes.
I would love a go.
I hope it fits. It'll be sad if it doesn't. Oh.
You're listening to the Tag Team on Joy 94.9. You're listening to the Tag Team on Joy 94.9. It's 8:08 and right now 10.3 degrees. Things are warming up in the sperm suit.
Oh, they are. It's hot as hell in here. I've made a terrible mistake.
Why is that, mate?
Because I've let the people try and guess my age. It's not helped, mate.
And how's it working?
Well, so far I've got 33.
Yeah.
35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Angela says 25.
Is Angela the winner?
Angela's winning all of the prizes.
So basically, to win the prize, all you have to do is say a really young age. If that's what you really want.
Look, nobody's got it yet. What I will say, Angela, thank you very much for your guess, but I am older than 25.
Ooh.
All right, stop giving away clues.
To Tracy, I say, get bent, mate. Tracy gets 35, and I'm in between 25 and 35.
But we were asking as a collective, so maybe they've like averaged them out.
Yes, we want all three of us on Sean and Harry as well.
Yeah,
And we'll ring a ding ding when we get a winner.
What can they win?
They'll take them the Bette Midler CD, It's the Girls, which has got some great covers on it from everyone from the Andrew Sisters to TLC, thanks to Warner Music.
Not speaking of the girls, speaking of the men, Holding the Men, or Holding the Man, is it?
Oh, yes! Oh,
update!
Update. So last week, guys, I set Sean the challenge to read the book Holding the Man.
Sorry, I'm just going to stop you there. You bullied me for basically an hour and a half.
And the people got on board, mate. They came in
with
droves.
They said, you've got to calm down.
I did not. That's a barefaced lie. We got thousands of text messages, hundreds of thousands of text messages in support of my position.
Yeah.
So it's been a week. I reckon you're probably 2-3 chapters in. How's it going?
I don't even have a copy of it yet. I don't even have a bedside lamp.
That's it.
But you can't throw things in the studio.
No, I'm going.
Why?
Because that's enough.
I was busy buying a sperm suit.
When you take the time to recommend something for a friend and they refuse to...
He's leaving. Get out.
He's gone in. He's
leaving.
Hold this man, mate. Just grab my phone.
He's gone. He's actually out of the studio.
No, he's fine. He's out there on Grindr. He can't hear us. He's probably meeting someone now.
You're gonna have to do something. You're going to have to read the Wikipedia page or something. We need to placate him.
There's a movie coming out soon.
Oh, yeah. Just wait for
Have you read Holding the Man?
I have.
Have you really? Or are you just saying that for the sake of radio?
No, I actually have. I've got a copy of the book. You can have it.
Even Harry's read Holding the Man.
Oh, he's back. Yeah. You've turned up again. You genuinely left the studio and you popped up then like a Muppet.
And I heard about Harry and I had to come back.
Oh. Yeah. No, you were listening.
Bring it in next week, would you, Hazzy?
Yeah, I will. I'll bring it in next week.
You're not denying the fact that you walked out there and got on Grindr.
I didn't go on what? How dare you?
He suspicions on me. Bring it in next week, Haz, and we'll set you over. It'll be like, you know, with small children, like young 10, 11-year-old children, they set little reading challenges, like read 3 pages of your chapter book tonight. Yeah, that's what we'll do for you.
They get to read to somebody.
I'll come over. You can read to me.
Oh, that's grim.
It's weirdly intimate, actually.
That sounds really, really grim. Mm,
really.
We've got another guest. I'm on your age. Just come in. It's from Gavin, 33.
He's
getting closer.
He's getting closer.
Up or down?
You can have another guest, Gavin, if you like. Lower.
Much, much lower. Not younger than 25, though. You have stipulated. You are listening to the Tag Team. Keep those texts coming in. On air at joy.org.au is the email as well. The text line is 0427-JOY949. And you could win that Bette Midler prize and also a Fend Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
It's Joy at 94.9.
Joy.
No, it wasn't me. It was Sia. Burn the pages right there. It's just popped up online this week. I've been I'm all over the viral videos, guys.
Oh, you are.
Sia on Home and Away back in the day.
Sorry?
She was the guest singer at a wedding.
Was she down at the surf club?
At the end of the vows on a beach wedding. There she was. Oh, that's my favourite singer, Sia.
Me and Flamin' Alf.
I love Sia, but is that a bit of a downer for a wedding? Like, was she singing? Was it a bit of...
That's just something about love and whatnot. Oh. When she was showing her face, it was before, you know, those times.
Yeah, yeah. Before things took a turn.
She wasn't shouting chandelier.
Before things
everyone.
Took a turn.
Well, yeah, but I think things took a turn for Sia, and now that's why she wears lamps on her face.
Anyway, check it out if you
somebody
have
somebody that doesn't wear lamps on their face.
What? You sound surprised by a beach wedding in Old Summer Bay.
No, because I wanted to do a really cool segue. Say, speaking of beach babes, we've got our Queensland correspondent Rebecca Shaw on the phone. Hello, Brockle Snitch.
Hello, that's very false advertising.
Whatever.
But you're in Queensland. I just picture you constantly like down at, is it Caval Ave? Is that what they call it? Surfers Paradise?
Ah, yeah, that's a really classy place. Out there.
Cruising in a topless Jeep.
Yeah. Are you meter mating?
Sun's out, guns out.
Oh, God. This is all the opposite of me. I'm hanging up.
How are things in the north today?
It's actually very cold. It's starting to finally get cold, which is good.
Sorry, I saw online that you're planning a trip to Melbourne and that you're in need of a new coat.
Yeah, I don't have any clothes that you wear when it's cold.
Yeah.
So I need to get on that or borrow some of your clothes, Hunter.
Well, don't worry about that because we've got a nice cozy sperm suit waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay, great.
And it's I mean, it's just plastic. Like, it's thin as you like, but I'm surprised at how much heat it retains, so...
Excellent.
Bodes well for you.
That's left over from the 1985 themed party that I went to. A bit of context there. Speaking of years of birth and Hunter's age, basically. Before we talk about your column, Beck, do you want to take a stab at Hunter's age?
Yeah, I'll give you a little sample of my voice. Here it is now. It's quite deep, respectable.
Well, are we going with mental age or?
Yeah, you can give me two. You can give me two scores if you like.
Scores now. They're not scores.
I think I have an unfair advantage because I've seen you in real life.
Yes, so but that could also be...
I don't want to take the Bette Midler CD away from you. But I will say I was recently on a bus standing up because there was no seats, and an American student called me ma'am and asked me if I wanted their seat. And so there was very nearly a murder on the bus that day. I restrained myself.
Called you ma'am? That's dead out of line.
It's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
It's kind of cute though.
I can
yeah,
see you
trying. Polite, but unacceptable.
I can see you trying to shy away from a guest, Beck, and we're not gonna let that go. So give it to us. Give us a number. Come on, I'm ready for it.
28.
Yeah! Yay! Well done.
We get a celebratory.
This old town.
And you'll get the Bette Midler CD. So well done.
Great.
No, I will jump in there just quickly and say that we had a message from Neil earlier who guessed 28 or as young as the man he feels. So in my case, that's 28 or zero. So we will give that prize to Neil. Congratulations. Hey, Beck, tell us about what's in your column this week.
This week I've decided, I don't know if you've been watching Inside Amy Schumer.
Oh, we've been watching.
The sketch show. So I kind of go into how they're having a lot of sex. Probably that as well, but they're very good. With very overtly feminist sketches about pretty difficult topics that are generally hard to tackle. But I think they're doing it through sex. Jeez, I cannot say that word. And... because they're having women write the content. And then I also go into that old idea that some people have that women aren't funny, which I'm proving today, unfortunately. but I kind of flip it. Instead of trying to prove that women are funny, I say that I talk about how women are smashing it in comedy all over the place and all sorts of platforms at the moment. And it's actually the straight white dudes that need to prove that they're funny now.
Need to step up. Schumer did that excellent sketch about the rape culture in American football. Is that right? That was fantastic. And I also love the one she did with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Patricia Arquette and
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, thank you.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, there's been some really awesome stuff coming out of that show. So, but I think because there's often a lot of controversy when people tackle jokes about rape culture and that sort of thing, but I think it's important that it's actually women writing it, and that's why they've kind of been universally applauded. So,
yeah.
Yeah, all that fun stuff.
And so I'm not particularly across Schumer before this show. Have you been following her for a while?
Yeah, I've been. She's done a lot of stand-up and that sort of thing, but she's only just now sort of getting into sketch comedy, which is kind of taking off a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But she's been around for a long time.
And she hosted the MTV Awards not too long ago, which is the same place Rebel Wilson a few years ago got put on that platform, and now the world's taken notice of her, and she, as she would say, is crushing it. So I think, you know, Amy is just going from strength to strength.
Yeah, totally.
It's awesome.
And next me.
Oh, I'm so glad we got to talk to you early then.
Yeah, that's right.
Amazing. Yeah. Now, Beck's column comes out on Kill Your Darlings today.
Today.
Very exciting. We get the fresh scoop.
Absolutely.
You can find that at killyourdarlings.com.au. Beck, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Beck.
No worries. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. You're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. And this morning, we've been promising you this. It's the Tales from Tinder time.
It's the TTT.
We're joined by creator Emma. Hello, Emma.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
No worries.
Coming in. So you've created the Tales from Tinder. It's a new Melbourne-made web series. What's it all about?
So basically, it's a comedy web series. I went out and I interviewed a whole bunch of Tinder users, old and young, gay and straight, all across the community. And I interviewed them, and then I had all these fantastic interviews, and I thought, what can I do with this to make it a bit different? So I contacted a friend of mine who's a puppeteer, and I got a puppeteer to reenact all the Tinder stories, kind of in this weird reality TV style. So they're sitting there in an interview, and then we cut to scenes where the puppets are acting out the dates.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. I can imagine some of mine playing out, and I'm worried. What kind of stories have you seen? Is it Do they get quite scary?
Is there common themes?
Yes, there are common themes. And I sort of wanted themes that everyone at home could relate to, mm-hmm. sort of everyday themes, whether that's the kind of bizarre love triangle or whether that's, you know, your ex popping up in the middle of the best date of your life or these kinds of really common themes that we can all relate to.
I've just realised I've got a friend whose story I would love him to share, but this one's definitely not me. It's a straight friend, and he got to the girl's house and she tried to force him into a dress, and they just wrestled for like a good 15 minutes until he could get out of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he's like an artist, so he was like, oh, it was kind of interesting for a while, but then he was like, no deal. I want to see that in a puppet show. I'll get him to... You are looking for stories.
Yeah, I'm absolutely looking for stories, and that's why I'm so excited that you guys have invited me on to Joy FM.
Oh, thank you.
Because I'm really searching for gay stories at the moment. I've got a few that we've recorded, and I'm making some puppets for the gay stories at the moment, but I'd love some more.
All right, I'll pop on Tinder now.
Excellent.
Now, Emma, I was going to say, you probably didn't know this when you came in, but you are sitting with perhaps the most preeminent Tinder user in the country.
That is Hunter.
It is not. You take that back. Sean, you're like an A-level Tinderer.
What does that mean?
True or false, you have swiped all the possible people there are to swipe. And you got to a point where Tinder just said, I can't help you anymore.
It said, you need to go and fix that finger of yours. Needs to go into rehab.
True or false, Sean?
No, true. Yay. I mean, I do pass it around. Everyone loves a bit of a swipe. Even married couples are on there now. Like, you know, they just want to see. I saw a little bio that said, we're just married. We just want to see what of our friends are on here.
That's a lot.
And this is what sort of inspired me. Like, I'd go to dinner parties with all my married friends and a couple of single people would be there. Mm. And we wouldn't spend the night talking about what we'd done that week. We'd be on the single people's Tinder swiping for them. So I thought, you know, it's such an interesting area for inspiration.
And the puppets, what sort of look have they gone for? How'd you come up with that?
Well, we've got a fantastic puppeteer, Misha Long, and he kind of came up with the designs. I'd say it's kind of a sort of stripped back look. They're really quite cute. You can jump on our website, talesfromtinder.tv, take a look at the puppets. And while you're there, if you've got a Tinder story, I'd love to hear from you. So there's a place on the website to submit your story.
Fantastic. And when is the show up now? Like, can we watch
the show is launching officially this Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
And I've got some teasers and some great preview stuff coming up there today. So make sure you jump on the website.
Is it finished, or are you frantically puppeteering?
We are always frantically puppeteering, but we've got 5 episodes in the can, and they're going to be on the website in the next few weeks.
That's so awesome. And Harry, yes. You're involved.
Oh,
come on. Yeah. Yes. Dump yourself in there. Yeah, be proud.
It's
all of them are based on your story.
She's one of the thirsty puppets.
I am, yeah. Well, I haven't got my story on there yet, but we'll see about that. And it's an amazing show, and it is for everybody. But if you don't know much about Tinder, then you've got to check out the first episode, because it's got a full explanation from actual people that didn't have a clue either. So it's got all the language. You probably know KFC.
You'll be down with the lingo.
Do you know a bit of KFC?
Chicken. No.
Something chicken.
No.
Bit of DTF.
Oh, I know what that one is.
Yeah. So it explains everything. So if you've never heard of it before.
I'm scared what KFC is now.
I'll tell you off air.
You probably accidentally ordered a couple of buckets yourself.
Mate. Is it because it's finger licking good?
Hang on, wait. Sean. Look at me. I'll turn my mic off.
We've ruined the show.
I'm going to repeat that. All right, so it's called Tales for Tinder. What else do we need to know?
Where can we see it?
So you can jump online. It'll be on its own YouTube channel from Wednesday. Yeah. But if you want to jump online today, we'll have a teaser up there and a whole bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff as well.
Have a look. Put in your submissions. Thank you so much, Emma.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
You are listening to The Tag Team on Joy 94.9. You're listening to The Tag Team on Joy 94.9, and it's almost time for a segment that, it's getting a lot of attention. People are wanting more of this, and we can't really do it for the full morning, but, you know, we can't.
We could.
Well, we could, but we don't want to change the name of the Tag Team to Nan Talk. But so before we get started, guys, I mean, we all have our stories, but we want to hear the listeners' stories. We want you guys to start emailing.
We want everyone to get in on Nan Talk. We want it to be a tag team on Nan Talk.
Yes.
So email us tagteam@joy.org.au.
That's tagteam@joy.org.au.
That's tagteam@joy.org.au.
You stepped on my bit. Yeah. Sorry. Because we would all have one now.
Yeah, we'd all
have one. I'm glad we said that. You can see why I skipped you.
Get in touch with us during the week, and we'd like to share somebody else's Nan Talk each week.
Yeah.
It's not just all about
It's not just about
Monica or
Lorna.
Or
Barbara oh. and Gloria. Just because I've always called them Nan and Grandma. I don't have to say their real names.
This is like the time that you, I found out that you didn't know whether your cat was a boy or a girl and you'd had it
it's
for 10
like
years.
It's not like that. Just saying my Nantor is about my cat.
Have I ever talked about that on the radio?
What, you haven't picked your Nan's tail up to check? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean that you didn't bother to learn their names because you called them Nan, and that's what you said to me. I didn't need to know it was a boy or a girl. We just called it Heepus.
No. That's not what I said. Also, I said we got them de-sexed.
Oh, that's what he said. He said it must be a boy because we got them de-sexed. And I was like, that's not fact or makes sense.
What was his name? Heepus.
Heepus.
Then I remembered it had kittens at one stage in its life.
Yeah, but then later on you remembered, oh no, that was my brother's non-determinate sex cat.
All right, I don't really remember the story. But anyway, it's Nan time talk. Now yeah, sorry, for Nan talk.
Oh, back in my day. Nan.
Who's going first?
I'll start us off because I think I've got the longest way to go back because I missed it last week. But so basically it's just covering old ground. But remember the Royals had a baby. Kate Middleton had the baby.
Oh, yes. And your Nan is very invested in the Royals.
She is.
How does she feel about the name?
Well, I rang her. Mm. So time difference. I rang her before it was announced. I rang her up and
Hang on, you called her back in time?
Yeah, what do you mean time difference?
because it was the morning of here, but it was the night with them and she was in bed, so she didn't have the news on.
See,
yeah. So I rang her and I was like, Nan, they've announced the name. And she was like, oh, have they? I said, yeah, they've called her Tiffany Rose. And she went, what? She went, what? And I said, they've called her Tiffany Rose. And she went, hang on a minute. And she put the news on. She said, what have I told you about rigging me and telling me lies?
And what did she think of Charlotte Elizabeth?
Loved it. She was very happy that Diana was in there. She teared up.
Aww.
She got roomy. Yeah, she loved it.
For new listeners to Nan Talk, you should know that when Princess Diana died in 1997, Harry's Nana took to bed for a full week.
For a full week. And my mum. And my mum. Yeah.
Just howling.
For a full week.
Oh, but I'm glad to hear she approves. Yeah,
but just in quick other news, my poor long-suffering grandfather, they went to like a special like afternoon do with all their friends. And she didn't let him eat before they left because there was going to be food there. And he got there, obviously starving. Mm. And you know those little fairy cakes with the bits in it? He got one of them and just jammed it all in his mouth. But he forgot to take the wrapper off. So he started choking. And then she wasn't very happy because he was doing it really loudly. And it was drawing attention. So she was not impressed this week with Bempy. Not impressed.
Well, I went down to see Nana Monica down at Rosebud. I went down for Mother's Day. But I realised on the way that it wasn't Mother's Day. It was a week early. But I thought, you know what? I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
She can see me anyway. So I went down. We took them to a lovely cafe.
Yeah,
around
fish
the
and
corner.
Chips again, yeah?
No. This time we just went to a sandwich sort of place.
Oh, yeah?
Nan, I think, did order fish and chips because it came with tartare sauce,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And this is how it goes. She's like, oh, God. They've given me 5 tartare sauce sachets. I don't even like tartare sauce. Get it off. She's pushing it off, pushing the tartare sauce off my plate, right? Then I'm chatting away, blah, blah, and I look down at her handbag, which is sat on the table, and she's taking the tartare sauce. I'm like, Nan, you don't even like the tartare sauce. She's like, someone will. So she's got her handbag full of it. And then not long after, the waitress comes over, and we all see the waitress's eyes look into the handbag. And then she had a go at me for not hiding the tartare sauce. You could have stopped her looking.
You could have shimmied.
Yeah. And I was I mean, the truth is you don't care for the tartare, Nan.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
My Nan talk is very minimal, as always. I'm not really a good communicator with the oldies, but you have inspired me to sort of text along. So, yeah. Grandma, not much on Facebook this week, but Nan, she saw a photo of me at the red carpet of the Logies.
Nice.
I was going to press your cue catchphrase there.
Oh, sorry. Don't trip on your diamonds.
Thank you. I did bump into Leo and Brian and Betty down there.
Oh, nice representation.
They were looking dapper. I looked all right too, and Nan thought so. She said, you're a lucky fella in her text message back to me. And she spelt it F-E-L-L-A-R. So she really...
Fellar.
Yeah, she really sounded it out. Speaking of text, the other day, the last time I went down to visit... Sorry, I'll start again. When I went to visit Nan for accidental Mother's Day, I didn't tell her I was coming. And when I rocked up, she wasn't there. And I sent her a text message saying, hey, Nan, where are you? And she writes back, I'm driving, right?
Which
is, A is dangerous. B is a lie because she doesn't know how to drive. So I had this irrational panic that Nana had been kidnapped and someone had stolen her phone and was writing back false things. So then I said, you don't drive. What's going on? Have you been kidnapped? And I get back this message that every letter you hear is an individual message, right? So first of all, I just get a blank message, which I don't know how you even send a blank message. Then U, G, G, Y, L.
You ugly.
I said, Nana, are you calling me ugly? Anyway, we ran through it. She didn't know she was texting. She didn't know she was texting. It takes skill, doesn't it?
And that, my friends, that's Nan Talk.
Shops. Hey, don't forget to get in touch with your own Nan Talk. Email us at tagteam@joy.org.au. Harry's slipped off the chair.
Hey, guys, we've got another CD before the show's over. Marina and the Diamonds, Fruit. Oh, the prima donna girl of alterna pop, Marina and the Diamonds, is back with Fruit, her first new album since 2013, Stunning Electro Heart, featuring tracks Fruit and I'm a Ruin. Marina and the Diamonds, Fruit, is available now on CD and digital downloaders. Thanks to Warner Music. You must be a Joy member and you can now win every week. So, get
on
that board.
With the keyword Marina. Or diamonds. Don't trip on your diamonds. I'm not fussed.
Yeah. Do a catchphrase.
Hey, guys, we'll give a shout out to the Murphys tomorrow because I believe they're turning four.
Happy birthday.
Would have you guessed that age?
No way. Oh. 4 years. That's much more distinguished than I would have thought. Oh. So congratulations then. Do you think we'll make 4 years? Gary, the podcaster, you can chip in with this if you want.
4 years?
Yeah.
You're being
I'm physically pushing him
away.
His mic is off.
See you later. Thanks for coming.
We'll be here forever. You are listening to the tag team on Joy.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people, and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, any time. Online at joy.org.au.
That's pretty much all we have time for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Brockle Snitch, old mate, getting in touch with us on the phone, and Emma from Tales from Tinder. Thanks to you guys.
Well, all of those beautiful emails coming in.
Oh, we do have... Hey, I want to read that, actually. Before we go, we had a beautiful email earlier from Susan, who said she loves listening to us in the morning and that I shouldn't be too concerned about what age I look because, really, it just is perhaps my intellectual age. So... Thank you to
her. 97?
Yes, of 97.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's very good.
She said it's always a loaded gun trying to guess someone's age, so she wouldn't.
Which is really kind of you, Susan, so thank you for not guessing. But if she was to guess, I like to think that she would have said about 24. So
can we reveal your age, like the grand reveal?
Yeah, it was 28.
Oh, it's 28. Okay.
Yeah, I did before, didn't we?
Oh, do we? Oh, yeah.
When Beck guessed it. Where have you been, mate? You been here? Have you been here in the
Susan studio? Also said that we sound unjaded.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, we do.
You might want to get that hearing checked, Susan.
Somebody else is unjaded. After us, we have the lovely Sonia coming up with the second breakfast.
Lovely.
So make sure you stick around at Joy.
I'm going to go get myself a second breakfast, actually.
Oh, what did you start with this morning? You bump into Eric at the convenience store?
Yes, I did. I went over and got my piece of raisin toast from the convenience store.
Eric
was listening to Joy. I just got one piece today because you know I'm dieting, Sean. You know that.
That's it. We are out of here.
See you next week.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.